thanks for listening to the Adulting is Easy podcast. This is Lauren. I manage the Adulting is Easy blog and podcast, which can be found at realadultingiseasy.com. I'm joined today, as I almost always am, by my little sister, Jenny.
Ayo, I'm back again.
Jenny's back again.
Backstreet's back. All right. Okay.
Our goal for today, as always, is to make adulting a bit easier for our listeners and my little sister here by explaining a personal finance topic, since managing money is a huge part of adulting. So today, Jenny, I'm going to tell you about the 8 things we did to get a full price offer on our home.
Ooh, nice. I'm excited.
This is what led up to us being surrounded by boxes like we are today.
Chaotic here.
So there's a lot of things that you can do to get a full price offer on your home. One very obvious one is listed very low, right? So we're not talking about that kind of stuff. We're talking about things homeowners can do to get a full price offer, but also the best offer they really want on the home. So Eric and I recently put our home on the market. The MLS listing, and MLS stands for Multiple Listing Service. When you use a realtor, that's where they're going to put the listing so that other realtors can see it. And that automatically, I think, syncs with like Trulia and Zillow and maybe even Redfin, all those other online sites. So we had the MLS listing go live on a Tuesday evening, and we had a full price offer with the first showing, which was on Wednesday. We did have 5 showings on Wednesday. We got one more offer out of those, but it was about $10,000 less than the first offer. And that first offer actually had a escalation clause too. So what that means, Jenny, is we listed our house for $360. We had an offer for $360 with the first showing that had an escalation clause that said we will beat any other offer you get by $1,000 up to $370.
Wow, is that unusual to get like an initial offer like that, like just full price right off the bat?
I would think so. Last year when I sold one of the rental houses, that first one that I lived in, mm-hmm. It was on the market for about 6 months, and it had a couple of price cuts and things like that. What seems to be going on right now, and my realtor originally wanted to list this house for $350, and the idea being maybe there's people that are looking for homes in the $250 to $350 range, and people that are looking in like the $350 to $450 range. We'd get both of those groups of people. But I kind of pushed back and I said, there's nothing for sale in this area. We were just coming out of COVID lockdown. There's still, you know, a lot of coronavirus out there, especially here in Florida. But a lot of people there's just a supply and demand issue right now, if that makes sense. Okay. The people that want to buy, there's more people that want to buy than want to sell right now. So I think that worked out in our favor. And I also think these 8 things that we did helped the house show really well also.
I kind of just imagined that during the COVID pandemic, I thought like things would kind of come to a standstill. I'm kind of surprised people are like buying right now.
Mm-hmm. And one of those people that scheduled a showing, they actually didn't end up coming. So, but one of them, they had, I think they did end up coming. They'd already lost out on 4 houses before this one, and they lost out on this one too.
Wow.
That's but they wanted to see it and think about it and whatever. Whereas the people that first saw this, the buyers buying, and they're like, they were decisive about it, which is how I would handle the situation as well. So like I said, there's a ton of different factors that contributed to this only being on the market for one day. But these are some things that we did leading up to it, which I definitely think helped it show really well. Number one, Eric pressure washed the house, which is a big deal. The house is also, it's painted white. So the chimney stack was getting a little green from like mildew or just, you know, whatever, just normal stuff. You can see that a lot on like white vinyl fences too. So that especially looked really good. So he pressure washed.
And wait, just before we get into all these. Yeah. So this all happened before the showing?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Probably for a month before the showing, because we
started touching up.
Yeah. Okay. We knew obviously we were buying the other house for a while. But we didn't want to list this one until that one closed. We wanted to get a little more work done than we're going to, but... So Eric pressure washed the house, which was funny. This is a funny story. I don't know. I'm probably the only one that finds it amusing. But I said to him, hey, why don't you put an ad on Nextdoor asking if you can borrow somebody's pressure washer? And he's like, there's no way that's going to work. But like the next day, one of our neighbors dropped off a pressure washer at our house and let Eric use it.
That is so awesome.
Wow. Yeah, there's nice people in the world. Yeah. So that was number one. Number two, after the pressure wash, there were some areas of the paint that had chipped off. We didn't paint the house. I don't know when it was painted. It doesn't look bad enough for me to spend the money to paint it, but it definitely needed some touch up in the front. So where the paint chipped off, we took it to, I think it was Home Depot. We took one of like the chips and they matched the paint perfectly. So I just bought a quart of paint and just touched up, you know, like how there's like those columns in the front or whatever. I just touched up kind of the front area.
Gotcha.
To make it look better. And
better appearance.
Yeah. So between, you know, that did a ton to make the house look good. So number three then was also landscaping. So when we were there getting the paint and stuff, we bought 20 bags of mulch. So we put the new mulch in the front areas and some of it in the back. We also bought, if you notice those three plants in the front.
Yes, the three lone plants, the three musketeers.
We bought those plants and planted them. Because Eric last year tore, I don't know if you remember what that looked like, there's tons of bushes, but he tore those up. Him and Mom did, actually.
Yeah. So I heard that was a pain.
It was horrible. So, but he, you know, we just put those there to kind of make it look like there was something there with the fresh mulch. And actually, one of our neighbors walked by and was like, I like what you're doing with the landscaping. We're like, yeah. We also mowed the lawn. So Eric made sure that the lawn was like mowed and edged before the photos were taken. And also, like a few days later, right before the showings were to happen. I don't think he edged again. I think he just mowed it again.
Yeah.
So that was another thing. So that's four things. Number five, we put away personal items. So you want, my understanding is you want people to be able to picture themselves in your house. Mm-hmm. So I went around and put away almost all personal pictures. I didn't on that one picture wall because it would look really weird if there were no shelves there or whatever. But almost everywhere else, I took down like personal pictures, and I even took down like my big gator flag because I didn't want like if. I mean, if somebody, if God forbid.
If they're Seminoles fans,
God
you know.
Forbid, I still want them to buy my house. So, you know, if I was going to look at a house, it would be hard for me, even with the vision I have for real estate, to picture myself in a house that's, like, full of Seminole stuff. It would just be hard. So,
that is so funny you thought of that.
Of course. It was a little obnoxious. This room, I had tons of stuff on it.
Right.
So, number six, clean the house. It sounds dumb, but... before pictures, the evening before the pictures were taken, we spent 2 hours kind of tidying, straightening, cleaning. We dusted, we swept, we cleaned the kitchen, we cleaned the bathrooms. We wanted people to know that we took pride in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that also, when you go to take pictures, something else that you're going to do is they have you like take away the rugs, remove the towel rack, garbage cans,
really?
Stuff like that. Yeah. Just to make it look a little bit cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
So number seven is make repairs. This wasn't a big deal in this house, especially because it's a relatively new house and it's been really well cared for over the years. But when I was like packing up some of my stuff that was in the bathroom, I don't know if I did this or if I just noticed it, but the hinge on one of my cabinet doors in that bathroom was like hanging off, so Eric just had to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just do little
things
like that.
Yeah.
You don't really necessarily need to do them before showings per se. I mean, you might as well if you have the time, but certainly anything that you know about that is a small, inexpensive, quick repair, I would do certainly before the inspection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just keep stuff like that, you know, off of the inspection report.
I'm thinking your 119-year-old house now would be a different story, but
yeah, that you get what you get, you know. We knew what we were buying when we bought that, but it's going to have a new roof and new structure by the end of this week, so that'll be good.
And this one just passed, what, 50th anniversary or something like
this
that?
This house is like 40.
40, yeah.
Yeah, this house is 40, which is like pretty new, actually, in Pinellas County. So lastly, get professional pictures taken. So I've looked at literally hundreds of listings for homes. Like, I've looked at, like, two or three today. Like,
that's crazy.
I look every single
daily.
Day. I look every day. I just love real estate. And there's a broad range of photo quality. You know, you can get everything from, like, some old lady who doesn't really know how to use a smartphone taking pictures to a professional. We had professional pictures taken of this house. And something that I didn't put on this list that is probably really helpful, too, is if you have nice furniture and you've decorated it well, that really helps too. The buyers, like, they wanted to buy our furniture from us. Now I was a go-getter, so I had people coming the following day to buy most of it because I had it listed on Craigslist, so they're not really getting any of it, but they really liked how we had it decorated. So that can help, you know, showcase the home, makes people be able to picture how you're going to use each room, right? But the professional pictures I thought were really great too. They can touch up things, make the yard look a little greener or whatever. They probably can make things look cleaner than they are too, but we're always, our house is usually really clean. So our realtor paid for that as part of our listing. It's not something that we had to pay for, but it's something that you might even want to consider, even if your realtor doesn't pay for it.
Cool.
So the bottom line here is this. Do some prep to your house before you list it. Just put a little bit of thought into it. Make sure it looks like you took care of the home and took pride in living there. So logically, potential buyers want to know they're buying a good property. Mm-hmm. Emotionally, they want to be able to see themselves living there, cooking, hanging out, playing in the yard, raising a family, right? So you want to make sure that you're hitting both of their logical part of their brain and their emotional part of their brain. And these are some of the small things that you can do.
I like that. I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of effort and a little bit of money, and it's totally worth it. I mean, I don't know how many hours we spent getting it ready or how much money. I think the mulch was like $60. The plants were like 20. I mean, we maybe spent $100 and the house looked really good. We didn't spend any money on the pressure washer because we just borrowed that. But so just a quick summary of the 8 steps that we took, which were definitely contributed to the full price offer on our home, was 1, we pressure washed it. 2, we touched up, painted the outside. 3, we did some landscaping. 4, Eric mowed the lawn. 5, we put away personal items. 6, we cleaned. 7, we made really just one little repair. 8, we got professional photos taken. So Jenny, that is what I have prepared for you for today. As always, everybody, managing money is a huge part of adulting, and home ownership can be a huge part of adulting as well. Did you learn something, Jenny?
Yeah, so just random question, just to like sum it all up. So like, to what extent do you think all of those steps were in getting the full price offer? How effective do you think it was?
I think it was very effective, because the people that are buying this house are first time home buyers. Mm-hmm. Which anybody who's ever sold a home, I sold my last home to first time home buyers as well, it's hard because they don't usually have a ton of vision. They just don't have a lot of experience with real estate. So the more you can do to stage the house in such a way that would be the same as how they would use it, so that they can see themselves there, and also make it look like it's basically turnkey.
Right. So put yourself in their shoes.
Yeah. Right. So I think it did a lot. I don't know how much it contributed to the full price offer, but I think it definitely contributed it to being on the market for just that first day.
Awesome.
Pricing it right does a lot too. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, I would say it definitely contributed.
Preparation.
I would do it again. I would do it again.
Yeah.
For sure.
No regrets.
No regrets. No regrets.
No regrets.
So you can find the Adulting is Easy blog, 8 things you can do to get a full price offer on your home, posted in July 2020 at realadultingiseasy.com.
You can follow us on Twitter at adultingiseasy. We're also on Facebook. And you can email us at realadultingiseasy@gmail.com. You can also show your support at patreon.com/adultingiseasy.
Thanks again for listening. Hopefully we've made adulting a little easier for you.